In the studio with us this morning from the Community Foundation of Henderson County, Wendy Hamill. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're always such a ray of sunshine here in the studio
oh,
in the morning.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. Hey, we're celebrating the first big party of the year is coming
this
up.
This is it. It's time.
Vintage Carolina.
This is our 15th year.
I can remember when Vintage Carolina truly was sort of the start of...
That's right.
The start of
the gala
kind of
season.
The gala season. And that's, you know, it's... it's not necessarily the start anymore, but boy, we are sure glad it's still here.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I will have to say, we are, this 15th year is a huge celebration. The theme is Masters of Philanthropy.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of tailing a little bit on Augusta and the Masters. But really and truly, we had visionaries who, there were 14 leaders in the community who were visionaries who started Community Foundation. They saw that need and that actually the value of endowment. And then we, you know, propel ourselves forward, and almost 40 years later, we have community leaders like Steve Dozier, who's with me today, who still really commit to supporting community in Henderson County.
Right.
So it's just fantastic.
One of our local masters of philanthropy.
Absolutely.
Steve, we're going to put you on the hot seat here in just a second. But Wendy, for folks who are listening, who they hear and they see Community Foundation of Henderson County, but they don't really know what that is and what you guys do. Can you tell us? Can you just give us an idea?
I can. Community Foundation, we have over 570 funds, and those funds are set up by community members. Now, they may be scholarship funds. They may support animal welfare, human services, and, you know, human health,
uh-huh,
that sort of thing. It will even conservation. There's 9 different major areas that we embrace. We pretty much canvass everything that's going on in the community,
yeah,
but we fill those needs that are sometimes unforeseen and sometimes that are immediate.
That's one of the things I have noticed about Community Foundation of Henderson County. Many times there'll be a and we talk about this all the time because we have so many nonprofits that we work with, but they find a need in the community, and many times it's the Community Foundation of Henderson County who's able to step up and help them fund something that, you know, whatever they need to help fill that need.
That's correct. And a lot of times we are also sort of a facilitator of collaboration. So
right,
we'll bring
right
all the animal welfare people together, all the conservation people together, and find out, you know, what is going on in that particular arena and how can we help to make something happen.
Right. And then the scholarships that you offer,
oh,
so
yes,
many of our kids, I mean, just a plethora of scholarships, if you
yes
will.
Over $500,000.
Wow. Wow. So Vintage Carolina,
yes,
is a big fundraiser event to help raise funds for a Community Foundation for what?
Okay. So Community Foundation is heavily in, all the funds are mostly endowed.
Right.
And what that means is they have already been designated for a purpose. However, Vintage Carolina gives us some loose money.
Right.
To fill some needs in the community.
That aren't necessarily earmarked already.
That's right. They are not earmarked. You know, we've had the hospice house that we've had, you know, the Elizabeth House flood.
Yeah.
And when it did, we were able to literally within 24 hours send that money over there and,
wow,
and help. So,
wow,
you know, that's what this money does. And Steve, being such a community supporter, is well aware of how that happens.
Yeah.
And so he's on board.
So Steve Dozier with Beverly Hanks. Realtor with Beverly Hanks, Master of Philanthropy. Welcome to the radio station.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Great
thank
to have you here. So what is it about Community Foundation and Vintage Carolina that has you so supportive?
Well, I've known about Community Foundation for years, but have never really participated in it. But I had my best year ever in real estate.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I've always wanted to give back, and this allowed me the opportunity to give back because I serve, as you mentioned, the hospice house. I serve on that board as well,
uh-huh,
board of directors, and to see that money come back in and nothing had ever come out of my pocket to go to the Community Foundation, I just felt there was a good need for that and a great place for that money to go to because they support so many different organizations throughout the county.
And you certainly see the benefit of that as a real estate agent. You
oh, yeah,
certainly see where people come to move into this community and see that this community works hard to take care of itself.
Works extremely hard. And again, this is one of the many nonprofits, but Community Foundation also supports a ton of the other nonprofits in town.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Steve, we see you. We see the Beverly Hanks name so often on many things to help support. But let's talk a little bit. But if we can, let's digress a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about real estate right now, because you just said you had your best year.
I had my best year ever. Did a little over $19 million in sales this year as an independent agent. That's phenomenal.
All right. So I'm a sales manager. So I'm going to say, what are you going to do for me this year, Steve? That was last year.
I'm going to hope to do the same
thing. That was...
My wife has come to work with me this year, so hopefully I'll do better than that next year. But doing $19 million or more is certainly a challenge. I was number three in Henderson County, but the other firms, the other agents had multiple agents working with
them.
Their
teams.
They had teams. But it's just working hard. I'm in the office at 7 every morning just working through the process. But right now we're critically low on inventory. We've got about a 2.7-month supply of all the homes on the market. Things less than 300 that our workforce can afford is like 1.3 month supply. So we're critically low on inventory that folks can buy and then reinvest back into the community.
And speaking of, let's tie it back to the Community Foundation, because we were just talking about this off mic a minute ago, and that's we hear so often here in Henderson County the issue with affordable housing.
Yep.
This is something, Wendy, you were just saying, hey, Community Foundation, we're stepping up and we're trying to figure out what we can do to help that.
So McCray Benson, our president and CEO, has been collaborating with many entities, whether it's the city, the county, private people like Steve, and a lot of the other nonprofits to sort of figure out a solution to this.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not an easy solution.
It is not an easy solution.
It's not an easy solution.
But there can be one.
Sure, of course there can be. Of course.
Well, you talk to folks like at Pardee with Jay Kirby, and 40% to 50% of his employees live outside the county. They can't afford to live here.
Yeah.
Our deputies and nurses can't afford to live here. And that's a tough problem to have when we have kids grow up that can't afford to live here and having to move some of the surrounding counties. We need to find a way to get workforce housing in here.
Yep. Yep. And Community Foundation will be one of those leaders, of course, in helping make that happen. And that's due to dollars that come in through events like Vintage Carolina and great masters of philanthropy.
Absolutely.
Like Steve Dozier. So, Steve, if there are people out there listening, because we always say when you're doing business in this community, do business with the people who give back, who support our community, which you do. How can people find out more about Steve Dozier and Beverly Hanks?
Well, you can always reach me. We're at 512 North Main Street. Number is 828-329-1529. I'm around all the time. I'm working from 7 in the morning until 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Sound like you're in the radio business.
Yeah, just about. Either that or I own a restaurant, one of the two.
Right.
But again, I'm so involved in the community. I'm chair of the county planning board. I'm on the Blue Ridge Community College Board of Trustees. I'm on the Four Seasons Hospice Board, Zoning Board of Adjustment. I just give back to the community as many ways as I can, but this is how allowed me to do a monetary contribution back to the community, which I think is a great thing to do.
Well, fantastic. And, of course, it means so much to the Community Foundation.
We are thrilled to have Steve as a supporter this year.
Fantastic. Steve Dozier, Beverly Hanks, thank you so much. Congratulations on your record year last year. And I look forward next year to saying the same thing.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Wendy, thank you so much. How can we find out? There are still tickets available for Vintage Carolina.
They are still. You can still buy admission. It's $125. Of course, most of that is tax deductible. And you can reach us by getting online at www.cfhcforever.org. And you can call, actually, and buy your tickets right there through the office. We always answer our phones. And you can dial 828-697-6224. The March 2nd, it is from 6 to 9 p.m. The wonderful thing is there are 8 different chefs and 8 different beverage entities that show up and each offer 3 to 4 selections of their menu items. So it is truly a pairing of the utmost chef culinary arts of Henderson County.
You know what's been fun to watch over the years? You said 15 years. Well,
yes.
15 years ago, our restaurant and brewery and winery scene was totally different.
Oh,
there
yes.
was no brewery or winery scene 15 years ago. So it's really interesting to see how over the years Vintage Carolina suddenly had, there are just more options and more restaurants and the wineries and the breweries that become a part of it.
Yes.
That's been a lot of fun.
And the three breweries, Sierra Nevada and Southern Appalachian Brewery, we have a new one on the scene this year that is joining us, Dry Falls.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So we're very excited about having Dry Falls come on board.
Dry Falls, boy, they opened up and immediately jumped right into community support and being part of the community. Fantastic. So Vintage Carolina, it's at Hendersonville Country Club, coming up on Monday, March the 2nd, always the first Monday in March. Masters of Philanthropy. You can get get your tickets right now, cf8cforever.org, or call the office at 697-6224.
That's us.
Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Steve Dozier, Beverly Mark. Hanks, Realtor again. Thank you very much for
thank
your support
you very
in the
much.
Community.
I appreciate it, Mark.
All righty, absolutely. Vintage Carolina, don't miss it. It's one of the best parties of the year. It's coming up on March the 2nd. Once again, find out more information at cfhcforever.org or call them at 697-6224.